Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a bit, we're going to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box, a beautifully adorned gold vegan leather box filled with multicolored, artfully illustrated, and inspiring scripture cards. It's perfect for filling your mind with God's Word. And you can take a sneak peek right now while you listen to today's broadcast just by going to PastorRick.com or texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Where to Find the Hope You Need.
Now friends, there is a grand master designer of the universe, and there is a plan that is in action, and history is His story. There is no such thing as fate. There is no such thing as chance. There is no such thing as luck, whether good luck or bad luck. There is no such thing that there's, you know, just karma. Well, you know, it's, what will be, and, there's a destiny, and I just happen to fall into it. That is not true. There is a master designer. Now, we make mistakes, for sure. We do make many mistakes, but God never makes mistakes. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. Now, circle the phrase, all things. What does that include? Does that include illness? Yes. Does that include unemployment? Certainly. Does it include divorce? Some of you have a question about that one. Does it include a miscarriage? Does it include failure? Does it include freak accidents? Does it include the stupid decisions that I make and the mistakes that I bring upon myself? Yes, absolutely yes. Everything fits into God's plan. The good, the bad, the indifferent. The things that I do, the things that I don't do. The things I control, the things that I don't control. They all things work together for good. Now notice it doesn't say all things are good. And it does not say God causes all things. God does not cause all things. God does not cause rape. God does not cause war. God does not cause famine and poverty. God does not cause leukemia and cancer. To attribute those things to God is to turn God into a monster. God is not a monster. God is incapable of sin. It doesn't say God causes all things. We bring a lot on ourselves, believe me. But it does say that God causes all things to work together for good. Circle the phrase, work together. Notice it's not by accident, and it's not separate. They work together. Now, it goes back to that illustration I've shared with you before about baking a cake. When you bake a cake, you got to have some flour and some raw eggs and some Crisco and some sugar and some salt, and some vanilla. Any one of those things by themselves don't really taste too good. Have you ever tasted raw flour? Have you ever tasted Crisco? None of those things, maybe the sugar, some of you might say that's okay, but none of those things on their own taste good. There are a lot of things in your life that are difficult to swallow. They're bitter going down, and you kind of choke on them, and you're going, why is that happening? Not all things in your life are good, but they all work together for good. And when those elements are put together, just like the elements of baking a cake, it produces a cake, and the cake is very good. God wants to bake a cake in your life. And He wants to take the elements of your life, even the things that are distasteful and bitter, and He wants to work them together. God is weaving a tapestry of your life. And when He weaves that tapestry, He uses some dark threads and He uses some light threads. He uses some heavy yarn and He uses some lighter yarn. And when He looks down on the tapestry, He can see the pattern that is emerging and the picture that He wants to make of your life. But as He looks down from heaven, He has a different view than the one we see looking up. Have you ever looked at the underside of a tapestry? You know, it's just a jumble of yarn. It makes no sense at all. And you're looking up on the underside of that rug, it makes no sense. You go, you know, why did that happen? I don't know. Why did that happen? I don't know. I just don't know. But one day you will know. And you will see how he was weaving the dark and the light, the good and the bad, the happy and the sad, every experience of life into a pattern. Can God bring good out of the bad? Well, let's ask, did he bring any good out of the resurrection and the crucifixion? I'd say so. The crucifixion was not good. It was quite painful. But God brought good out of it. And God says, I want to do this. When you understand that God is not only watching over you, but he's working in you, that he not only has his presence, but he has a purpose, that is a source of enormous hope, folks. Enormous.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
In order to live for God in the most meaningful way possible, we need to have his word deep down in our hearts. Right now, we'd like to tell you about the Verses of Hope Scripture Box. This beautiful gold vegan leather box is filled with artfully illustrated and inspiring scripture cards, along with well-designed blank cards for your personal notes and observations. This resource will help you memorize God's Word and will daily restore your sense of hope. The Verses of Hope Gold Scripture Box will help you get on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. And because this stylishly designed study tool looks so great, you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your living space. We'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift to support Daily Hope. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now this morning, if you are here and you're facing an impossible situation, the next verse is for you, Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future. You may think that what God is doing in your life right now is painful and is to no avail, but God says, my plan is good. You just don't see it. You need to trust me. You need to have hope because it's a plan to give you a hope and a future. Now, if you have walked away from God and you think, well, I was close to God at one time, but I can't get back to him, then the next verse is for you. Philippians 1:6 on the back of your outline. Let's read this verse aloud together. God began doing a good work in you, and I'm sure he will continue it until it is finished when Jesus Christ comes again. God starts something in your life, and what he starts, he finishes. You may say, well, you know, I'm too far beyond hope. No, you're not. You're not. You've walked away from it. When you come back and say, God, I'm going to give you the mess. I'm going to give you the pieces. Give me your peace. Then that which he started, he finishes in your life. And he keeps on keeping on. How do I learn about God's plan for my life? Get into this book and the Bible. You know, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 15 that everything that was written in this book, everything was written for our encouragement and our hope. Now, the more you get into this book, God's Word, the Bible, the more hopeful a person you're going to be. In contrast, the more you watch local news on TV, the more hopeless you're going to be. It just is what you decide to spend your time on. When you focus on the fact that God's presence is watching over me, and God's purpose is working in me, you're going to have hope. But that's not all. There's a third source of hope, and it's this. God's place is waiting for me. God's place is waiting for me. And when things get unbearable in your life, you need to remember that our ultimate hope is heaven. Paul says it like this. He says, if all our hope is just on this earth, we should be pitied. But he said, no, wait a minute. There's more to life than just here and now. We do have an ultimate destination. This is just the warm-up act. And God is preparing a place in heaven. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 14. He says, don't be troubled. You trust in God. Now trust in me. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would like for you to circle that little word, place. Because I want you to notice that Jesus Christ says, heaven is a place. It is not a state of mind. It's not some kind of, nirvana nothingness that you just kind of float around bodiless, spiritless, or whatever. It is a real place. And God says, I am going to prepare a place for you. Now, in this series, we're going to come back and we're going to look at what heaven is really like and what you're going to do when you get there. But let me just say today, heaven is a place of relief and release. No fear, no pain, no sorrow, no conflict, no more problems. The Bible says this, he will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. All of that is gone forever. Now, that gives us a reason for hope. You see, the acid test of your faith and your hope is how you handle the funerals in your life. Anybody can have great faith when things are going great. But how do you handle the funerals of life? I have been there around the world and looked in people's eyes who did not have hope and seen the despair in their eyes at the funeral. On the other hand, I have been in many, many funerals of believers where they were actually celebrations. Because when a Christian dies, we rejoice for that person because we know where they're going. Now, we grieve. Oh, yes, we do grieve. But we're not grieving for that person. We're grieving for ourselves because we're going to miss them. Does that make sense? When a Christian dies, we don't grieve for them. But they get to be in a better place. They get to be a place where we're all going eventually. So we don't grieve for them. There are no more problems for them. We grieve for ourselves. And the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Not once in Scripture does it say, grieve not, or weep not, or sorrow not. It does say, fear not, because it's fear that paralyzes us. But we don't grieve as one who has no hope, because we know where we're going when we die. Now, if you are feeling hopeless this morning about something in your life, you have forgotten how much God cares about you. Listen to what he says. The Bible says in Isaiah 46, listen, I have upheld you since you were conceived, and I have taken care of you from your birth. Even when you are old, I will be the same. Even when your hair is turned gray, I will take care of you. I made you, and I will take care of you. I will carry you and save you. Can you compare me to anyone? No one is equal to me or like me. What a God! What a God we have. Now, maybe you have felt trapped in a hopeless marriage. I mean, it's on the rocks and you've tried anything and everything and it's going nowhere fast. Or maybe you felt trapped in a hopeless career and you've bounced from job to job to job and you just haven't found where you fit yet. Or maybe you're stuck in a hopeless health problem and you've been to all the doctors and you've tried all the cures, but nobody's helped you. Or maybe you've got a hopeless situation with a child. Or maybe you've got a hopeless situation with your finances and you're not getting out of debt. You're getting deeper in debt month after month. What do? You give it to Jesus Christ. That's what you do. And when you do, you will have a rebirth of living hope in your heart. Look at this next verse. In God's great mercy, he has called us to be born again into a living hope. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Born again into living hope. You will have a rebirth of hope in your life. You will go from no hope to new hope instantly. If God can raise Jesus from the dead, he can raise a dead marriage. He can raise a dead career. He can raise a dead hope, a dead dream. There is hope. Did you read this about the American pilot who was shot down over Kosovo? As he crouched in a shallow culvert deep in Serb territory, one of the worst moments for the stealth fighter pilot downed over Yugoslavia came when the barking search dogs drew within 30 feet of his hiding place. The U.S. pilot reached for a folded American flag that he had tucked inside his flight suit next to his skin, and he prayed a silent prayer. "That helped me to not let go of hope," he said in an interview released by the Air Force News. "Hope gives you strength, and hope gave me endurance." Now, if you've just been barely hanging on, you need to do two or three things. First, you need to remember the presence of God. Remember God's presence, that he is always with you, that you will never be without him. You may not feel it, but he is there. He is aware. He cares. He can help. Jehovah Shema, I am the God who is always there. You remember God's presence. You will never go through anything alone. And then number two, you need to receive from God's people. That's why you need a church family. That's why you need to be in a small group. That's why you need to be more than just a spectator. You need to be a participator. Who's going to stand with you? Do you know anybody? Do you have any relationships? Who do you stand with when they're going through tough times? That's why you need a church home. You need a family who will be there when the crisis comes on and the heat is there, so you can receive from God's people and you can remember God's presence, and then you can rely on God's promise. Now, there are a lot of things in life that are uncertain, but these three things you can count on. They are certainties of life, that no matter what happens, God's presence will always be watching over me, God's purpose will always be working in me, and God's place is always waiting for me. And when I have hope, what happens? Last verse on your outline. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not be faint. So no situation is hopeless. Let's bow our heads. Father, I'm sure that there are people here today who are feeling pretty beat up by the circumstances of life, and they may be feeling hopeless. And I know that there are others here today who are discouraged or depressed by events that have happened just in the last week or two. And I know that there are some who've been in the pit of despair, and they've even considered taking their life because of the pain. Thank you so much for bringing these people here today. Jesus Christ, I know that you love them very much, and I pray that in this moment they will turn it all over to you so that they can begin a new life of living hope. Now, why don't you pray? God knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking right now. So just pray this in your mind and he'll hear you. Say, "Dear God," just say that, "Dear God, you know exactly how I've been feeling. You've seen the confusion and the sadness in my soul. And today I want to turn it all over to you. You alone are my hope. Please help me to be more aware that you are always with me and that you're always watching over me. I want to thank you for working in my life, even when I didn't know it, even when I didn't understand it, even when I didn't feel it. Even in the middle of all my pain and problems, I thank you for your purpose. And I want to get to know you, and I want to follow your purpose for my life. So today, Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I open up my life to you. I want to build a relationship with you so that when I die, I can be with you. And I want to put my trust in the hope of heaven. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, how can we get God's Word rooted deeply in our hearts in an effective, long-lasting, and transformative way? Well, there's a lot of great ways. And here's Pastor Rick to tell you about one of them right now.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart. To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful gold scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses that we give you and some that you can develop on your own. Now, we've started a collection of 40 verses about hope. These are going to encourage you when you feel down and discouraged. It's a collection that will help you keep God's word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's word in your mind so you can remember it and you can use it when you need it. Now, I had a graphic artist create Bible verse cards with multiple graphic designs and really cool colors, so you're going to enjoy studying these verses. It's not just words on a blank card, but the colors will actually help you remember these Bible verses. And to help you develop the habit of memorizing Scripture, we've included 64 full-color decorated cards with lines that you can practice writing out your favorite verses. So in addition to the 40 verses of hope, you can write down verses that are meaningful to you, that come to you in your quiet time. And I want to encourage you to use these cards to write down the scriptures that you want to put in your mind and to hide in your heart. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful gold box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. Do you remember a phone number? You remember a recipe? You remember a baseball statistic? You remember the words to a song? You remember whatever's important to you. And memory is a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. So study after study have shown that if you teach a child to memorize Scripture, they'll be a better student at school too, because it strengthens your mind right away. Now, imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. Now, my hope is that this tool will help you learn to love God's word, listen to God's word, and live God's word as you share it with others. Now, while you're working on these verses and some of the verses you want to do, my team's actually working on new sets of Bible verses that will be released throughout the year that you can add to your collection. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
Request yours by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.